answer will be.
Well, no, not necessarily.
We do, Richard, of course we do.
A protest meeting outside the town hall.
Yes, a most casual study of petty officialdom will tell you what their answer will be.
Claire and I are in Breck Howe, in the clifftop house inherited from my Aunt Elizabeth.
They have at least listened, Mr. Hector.
Well, you think so?
Well, they are holding a meeting about coastal erosion.
And they will emerge from their meeting to announce no change.
Change! 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 Change!
Yes, thank you, Lux. A little more focus might help.
What?
Not just change. Change for change's sake is a brainless notion.
We came here from Surrey. A few days to sell the house, then back and try to get our lives on an even keel again. That was the plan, but we ran into the Breck Howe Preservation Society and John Hector, the sitting tenant we knew nothing about.
They're forever changing the shelves in the Pickled Gate Centre. You go in for rich tea and you find yourself surrounded by foot powder.
Mrs. Cardamon...
I mean, why move foot powder? You have to walk to find it.
Mrs. Cardamon, please, let's not be distracted from acts of corporate vandalism being planned for us, Wilfred Cliff, at this very moment. Behind those doors, now.
Because of the effects of coastal erosion, the cliffs have been deemed unsafe, so they're planning to knock down our house, Vogarth.
Vosgarth.
Look, someone's coming out.
Ah, it's the Toad, Penrith. Oh.
Toad!
We lodged our protest and eventually the council agreed to discuss the matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, if I might claim a minute of your time. A bit of quiet, please. Please. Thank you. You probably know who I am.
Bumlicker in chief to the council.
Bumlicker!
Lux, please, let the poor bloke speak.
Listen to me. Listen. Please. I work for a democratically elected council, open to all.
All toadies and lackeys.
There are elections coming up next month, Mr. Hector. Anyone may put themselves forward and test the will of the electorate.
Get on with it, man.
Well, gladly. I am, as you know, a spokesperson for the council on coastal matters. The committee has been meeting to consider certain objections to proposed work on Ash Wilfred Cliff.
Proposed vandalism?
And they've asked me to announce the results of their deliberations.
Here we go.
The council find these objections to be well grounded.
Lucky? Bum-licking toad of a lucky.
Well grounded and justified.
Mr. Hector, now listen.
Ah, you're all the same. Time serving.
Now he's saying they agree with us.
Shriek of youth. What?
Richard's right. Listen.
Plans to pull down those properties on Ash Wilfred Cliff have therefore been shelved.
What?
They're now actively investigating alternative measures to deal with erosion.
My stars! I think we've done it!
We have, Mrs. Cardamon! We've won alternative measures!
Most likely, this will take the form of rock armour.
Right.
I didn't.
All those clenched asses.
I was sure we'd lose.
In their pitch traps and bowlers.
But they listened, Lux. They actually listened.
We should open fresh biscuits.
We should have a toast. A toast to us.
Great idea.
Well done, everybody.
The cliffs.
To the cliffs.
Yay.
Tea party. Am I invited?
John, Mr. Hector.
And what is all this?
I thought you were with us.
We were just celebrating our victory. Well,
victory? What victory is that?
Well, you heard Penrith, they're not knocking us down.
What I heard was the voice of a toad croaking in the street. And the word was what?
What?
What was the word?
What's he on about?
And the word was rock armour.
What?
The word was what?
Did you not hear that, you numbskulls? Rock armour. That is what they're proposing.
Yes, and if it stops them knocking the house down...
What is it anyway?
Exactly, Lux. You have no idea what it is yet. That doesn't stop you skipping off to crack open biscuits and drink toasts to yourselves. Rock armour, my friends, is not the answer.
Then what is it?
It's what must be prevented, Mrs. Cardamon. Brothers and sisters of the Brickhouse Preservation Society, in your hearts, you know this.
Oh, no.
We can't stop here.
Please, no.
The fight must go on.
Claire, the gathering upstairs.
What do you think of this?
So the fight went on, beginning with an emergency meeting at Vosgarth. It's due to start...
Yes, Richard, I know. Just say what you think.
She was painting. There were 4 or 5 patches of paint on the kitchen wall.
Instant preference.
We're painting the kitchen?
Well, it does need it. Which colour?
I don't know.
Yes?
No, I don't know.
What about the green?
Green?
Green? Blue? Bluey green?
Well, it just seems...
What?
Rather permanent, as if we're staying.
We are. Aren't we? We're still here.
Well, yes, we are, but we didn't actually decide. We just stayed.
We didn't just stay. I resigned from the surgery. That's deciding, isn't it?
Well, you were only part-time. Look, anyway, what about the house in Surrey? We can't just...
Oh. Come on, you two. We should have started 3 minutes since.
Biscuits are open now. We might as well dispense them, Trapper.
Oh,
no more than 5 to a sort.
Sorry.
Sorry, we're with you now. Yep.
Right. Let's get cracking. I now call this meeting to order.
Need
remind you of the seriousness of the situation.
Is there 5 on that saucer?
We'll leave biscuits until any other business. Mrs. Cardamon, if you don't mind.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Why is the curtains closed?
You'll see.
That's the point. I can't see, can I?
The lights are on.
Yeah, but that's not natural light. You've got the light over the bay, and we're shutting it out.
I think he's showing us some slides.
What?
Slides, dear. Pictures.
Pictures, precisely. Pictures from an unfortunate part of Brickhouse history.
I thought we were meeting about the council's decision.
Yes, about the rock armour.
We are.
Still don't actually know what that is.
I don't really know.
Order! Order! Will you all please be quiet? I am about to illustrate the nature and threat of rock armour. All you have to do is shut up and listen.
Sorry.
Lights, please. Trafford.
Oh.
Claire?
Yes?
First slide.
Me?
If you please.
Oh, I didn't realise I was... Oh.
Will you please activate the first slide?
Sorry.
Thank you. This, as you will observe, was taken from the foot of Ash Wolfred Cliff, looking east. What do you notice? Richard?
Well, it's... It's just the sea.
It may be just the sea to you. You're from Surrey.
But that's all there is. Sky, sea, sand.
A local eye will spot at once that what we have here is in fact an invasion. Next slide. This is the same view in close-up where the waves meet the shore.
Oh, puke. I know what this is.
Taken at the height of the sewage crisis.
Sewage?
Sewage.
Is the Suez Canal?
As seen from the foot of Ash Wilford Cliff. Use your loaf, woman. This is from our campaign for a proper sewage treatment plant.
Puke.
Oh, good
Lord. Oh, you mean... Oh, God.
Pukey Pukington. This is that sewage pipe stuff. My dad told me about this.
Indeed it is. When our local council deposited their effluent into our bay.
Oh. Not just theirs, surely.
If we're moving closer still. Next.
Oh,
no.
There you have it. A line of turds swarming up Yorkshire beaches like Vikings.
What's this got to do with rock armour?
I would have thought the parallel was obvious.
Well, not to me.
Rock armour is the dumping of boulders on our shores. Millions of pounds worth of boulders that don't belong here.
No, this is entirely different. The rocks break the waves.
Both are unsightly. Both attract vermin.
Stop them eroding the cliffs, and apparently it works.
But it's so unsightly. No.
That's not rock. Rock armour, Mrs. Cardaban.
Oh, you can see why it brought Eden down.
Who?
Sir Anthony Eden, if he was responsible for that.
That is sewage, Mrs. Cardaban. Will you pay attention? The fact of the matter is, back then, the council sent sewage down a short pipe into our sea. Mm-hmm. We campaigned against it, and they gave in.
That's what me dad said.
So we beat them then, and we can do it again.
The power of the people.
Power which comes by standing shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, I remember now. Turn away the turds.
That's right.
That was the slogan.
It was, and we can use it again just the same. Mm.
Turn away the turds.
Naturally, just as apt for boulders on the beach as it is for members of the council.
I'm not sure about this.
Well, there's a surprise.
Oh, Richard.
Because, for one thing...
You're the voice of caution.
For one thing, these boulders, I mean, they might in fact be the best solution.
They aren't.
So we tell them, you're dumping our space... We'll be in your face.
But we've just won one argument. It might not be so easy the next time.
But if it's right, Richard...
We might lose what we've just gained.
You know what we need? A voice on the council.
A voice?
That's what Penrith was saying. There are elections next month. We should put forward our own representative to sit at the table where the decisions are made.
It's not a bad idea.
And the obvious candidate is you, John.
We all turned and looked at him.
What about it? Councillor Hector. It has a ring to it, don't you think?
He blinked back at her, but he made no answer.
Where do you want the projector?
Put it on the table, would you? Thank you, Claire.
Right. I assume you didn't agree.
Agree?
About having someone on the council.
All that.
I mean, you didn't say, but the fact that you ignored me.
I wasn't ignoring you.
I felt ignored.
Well, you made a very sound point. I would indeed be perfectly suited to such a role. Unfortunately...
What?
Well, I've stood for election in the past.
Oh, I see. You mean...
I didn't get in.
Ah.
We were all a bit taken aback by that. It was, of course, rigged.
Rigged?
The whole thing was a miasma of corruption. I was harassed on the doorstep. They shipped folk in to harass me.
Where from?
Oh, I know for a fact one came from Whitby. And they were violent people, Claire. You couldn't question them.
That's awful.
I really couldn't put myself through all that again.
No, of course not. Although...
What?
Well, shouldn't we make a stand against that sort of thing? For democracy's sake?
I'll be the one taking the flak.
Not if someone else stood. Someone who hasn't stood before.
There's no one capable.
There might be. Someone new, perhaps.
Someone new?
Yes, with a bit of time on her hands.
I'll give it some thought.
There you are, girl.
I was in the garden that afternoon feeding the pig, which was something else we hadn't planned.
Lovely stuff, isn't it? Hey, lovely stuff.
Pig owning. We discovered that if we kept one in the garden, they couldn't evict us.
A healthy balloon, eh?
Oh, Mr. Hector.
On the pig, I mean.
He smiled at the pig, then at me, which was oddly unsettling.
Strictly speaking, we don't need her now. Well, not since they've decided against pulling Bosgarth down.
And the garden's a bit cramped, I suppose, for a pig.
Only fair to move her on. Don't you think?
Suppose so. I'd miss her.
Yes. Well, I'll leave that to you, then, shall I?
Me?
Someone has to make the arrangements, Richard, and... you're a man I believe I can trust.
And he turned away slightly.
You all right?
What?
Yes, yes. Anyway, I wanted to put something else to you.
Oh?
About scouting for the council.
I thought you weren't keen.
Oh, well, I can't do it myself. No, no, for personal reasons, but someone else could.
Oh.
Someone new to Breck Howe, perhaps, with a bit of spark about him and time on his hands. I wanted to, well, sound you out.
You mean...
You needn't worry. Effectively, you'd be a puppet, working on my behalf.
A puppet?
Very little would be required of you.
So, you're asking me to stand?
Yes.
To speak for you?
Yes, that's it.
No, thank you.
What?
A puppet? Like, you think I want to be someone's puppet?
Well, you couldn't do it on your own.
God, you must be joking.
You're hardly capable.
What?
You don't know Breck Howe, but with me behind you...
No.
You'd have a reasonable chance.
No.
That you're saying no.
I am.
So, you would stand by and watch our beaches despoiled?
That's not what I mean.
Oh, that's what it sounds like. Where's your conscience, man? Oh, I should have realised. You have the backbone of a rice pudding. You're half-assed, Jerry.
And he stormed back into the house.
Boiled sweets. Hobnobs. Gourmet sausages.
You always do that, love.
What?
Read out what's going through the checkout.
I do, yeah. That's just me, though. It's sort of found poetry, isn't it?
And people don't mind.
Not up here, they don't. Do you?
Well, depends what I'm buying.
Like what?
Well, I don't know.
Gourmet sausages, though, Claire. Don't you think that sounds nice?
Well...
Plangent. Gourmet sausages. Gourmet sausages.
Will this take much longer?
All right, love, don't fret.
Oh, and you've got two Scotties at home needing the teas?
I'm totting up now.
Sorry, I think we're done.
73:14 when you're ready, Claire. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yes,
And a quiet word before you go.
Yes?
Mr. Hector, don't put him forward for council.
No?
He tried before and it didn't work.
Why not?
He shouted abuse at folk through a megaphone. It turned them against him.
Why was he shouting?
He was canvassing from the top of a bus.
In that case, we ought to get someone else to stand, don't you think?
I was taking a shower after feeding the pig, and John Hector's words kept running through my head.
Effectively, you'd be a puppet.
Is that how he sees me?
You couldn't do it on your own.
A puppet?
You're hardly capable.
Is that how everyone sees me?
You haven't the backbone of a rice pudding. A rice pudding. A rice pudding.
And then the shower clanked to a stop.
Blast you, you bloody useless wreck of a house!
I was still thinking about it half an hour later on my way upstairs to the sitting room.
You'd be a puppet.
Vosgarth's a tall house.
A puppet?
You're forever on one set of stairs or another.
The half-assed jelly.
Just as I was approaching the landing...
Ah!
I saw a face staring at me through the bars of the stairs.
Oh, my godfathers!
A second later, I realised it was a painting on the landing wall. A portrait of Aunt Elizabeth. For a moment, though... She was there, and she was looking at me, and the look said, "Is this why you've come to Breck Howe? To be someone's puppet?"
What are you doing?
Ugh! Mr. Hector!
Bang in the middle of the stairs.
Yes, yes, I am.
Well?
Yes, sorry, you want to come past.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah, as we're here...
Yes?
I was thinking about our earlier conversation.
What, in the garden, you mean?
Yes, that. I just wanted to say...
Yes?
Those arrangements we made.
Arrangements?
For Josephine, the pig. That remains on your
agenda, I hope.
All right, the pig, I see.
Because you were in an obstreperous frame of mind, I thought you might renege on your responsibilities.
No, no, don't worry about the pig.
Yeah, good. Good. Just thought I'd clarify.
Yes, of course. Must see we get our priorities right, mustn't we? I thought you can sort that out yourself, you cantankerous old...
The 1150 Cross Pennine Express to Manchester...
It wasn't poor old Josephine's fault. So the following morning, I went into town to see Huggins the Butcher's on her behalf. I felt rather low after making the arrangements, so I wandered about on my own for a while and then found myself outside the station.
Good morning, sir, and where can I be sending you today?
Then in the booking hall.
Sir?
Oh, no, I'm not in the queue. I was just waiting.
Calling at Beamer, Maltby, Puppet and York.
The announcements were drifting through from the platforms.
Change at York for stations to London King's Cross, Hardly Capable and Rice Pudding.
Hardly Capable? No, sorry, I find I am travelling today, yes.
Make your mind up. Where to? Or don't you know?
Yes, yes, I do. Guildford.
To Guildford via Reading. Sure about that, are we, sir?
Yes, definitely. I'd like to go to Guildford.
I have, of course, given the matter some considerable thought.
What matter's that?
Standing for the council.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Will you stop going at that carrot?
Sorry.
No. I'm sorry. I shouldn't snap. But this is rather important, Claire.
This being?
The council. I think we should pursue the option of a second choice candidate.
Yes, but who?
You.
Me?
Why not?
I thought you didn't want me.
You didn't ask.
I hinted.
Hint? You get nowhere hinting.
So you think I...
You are top of my list, Claire.
Oh.
The post won't be onerous. You would, in effect, be
yes.
My spokesperson.
I'll do it.
I'd be holding the reins.
John, I'll do it.
You will?
Yes. I'll stand.
Oh, good.
Because, well, this is my chance to do something, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Claire, with me behind
you. To protect Brackhowe and its coast. To keep those things as they should be kept. And when they tell us we can't do that, I will respond the only way I know how. Yes, we can!
Tickets, please. Any more tickets from Brackhowe and Beamer? Tickets, please.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Guildford?
Yes.
In Surrey?
What's the last time I looked? Why?
This is a day return.
Is it?
He'll just have time to turn round and come straight back.
Oh, I suppose so.
Is that what you wanted? A day return?
Must have been, yes.
And you were planning to come back today?
Was I? I didn't know. Why did I ask for a day return? Well,
because there's not much you can do in Guildford with the time you'll have available.
And anyway, I should have said something to Claire. Wasn't really thinking.
Clearly not.
I thought of Aunt Elizabeth peering at me through the bars on the landing.
Running away is not the answer.
What?
I said a day return's not the answer.
No, I can see that now. Actually, I don't think I meant to say Guildford.
What did you mean?
I don't know. I suppose I was wondering if anyone would notice I'd gone. I just wanted to be noticed.
In Guildford?
Look, you're right. None of this makes sense. What's the next stop?
Maltby, sir.
And can I get back to Brackhowe from there?
Oh, very easily. Just get the next train in the opposite direction.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you please, we begin with what the television calls somewhat tautologically breaking news. The Brackhowe Preservation Society will, after all, be represented at the local elections. Oh. I present our candidate, Mrs. Claire Wells.
Oh, that's a wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Just a minute.
What?
Where's Richard?
Does it matter? We're quarant.
But he should be here.
Oh, I'd imagine he's sulking in his tent.
What?
Like Achilles miffed by Agamemnon.
What?
I asked him to do something for me. He became rather snappy.
Doesn't sound like Richard.
Is that what we're calling ourselves? The Brick Howe Preservation Society?
Yes.
Why?
Why? It's what we are.
It doesn't sound like a political party, though.
No, you're right, Mrs. C. It's got no balls, that name.
We could call ourselves the Turning Party.
What? Why?
Turning stuff back. That's what we're about.
No, I think we should keep it simple. Brick Howe Preservation.
Yes, there's no need to change anything.
The BHP.
No.
The preservatives.
No.
Oh, Brickers. That's got tangled.
No. will you put a cork in it? The lot of you are wasting time with this.
We still need to decide, John.
We have. Stay as we are.
No. We. Democratically. If I call out the names, then people can say aye for the one they want. It won't take long. Right. The Turning Party.
Aye.
The Preservatives.
Aye.
Breckers.
Aye.
No. We're not going to the polls as Breckers. It's not a playgroup.
But if people want it,
I'm bringing my veto into play.
What veto?
The votes are in and the people have spoken.
Have they?
Brick Howe Preservation, by a distance.
Well, we haven't actually voted for that, John.
People, we have more important matters to discuss here. We have a candidate, and we must make sure Brick Howe knows who she is and what she stands for.
Yes, I was thinking about that.
The chair recognises Mrs. Cardamom.
This is a sort of a political thing, isn't it?
Well, not sort of, it is political.
Then could we not make use of the Anthony Eden connection?
What connection?
I don't think there is one, Mrs. C.
Yes, don't you remember? Mr. Hector told us
I never mentioned Anthony Eden. Honestly, I've known rabbits with more of a grasp. No. Look, we have very little time to prepare our candidate, and we must acknowledge that Claire, as she stands, has two considerable disadvantages.
Have I? What?
You're a woman. You're a Southerner. We have to get round those things somehow.
But I can't do anything about it.
Obviously not. But you can be trained.
I'm doing a pasta bake with a biscuit crumb. Is that all right?
Biscuit?
Yes. Any objections?
I got back to Vosgarth just after 5. Claire was in the kitchen. It was her night to cook.
Where were you?
I'd planned to tell her. I nearly caught a train to Guildford, just to look, you know.
We had a meeting. An important meeting, as it turned out.
Oh, yes.
No sign of you and no word either.
But I wasn't sure she'd understand.
No, sorry, I was seeing to Josephine.
What?
The pig. Hector asked me to make arrangements.
And it took that long?
It did, obviously. Huggett had to get in touch with his usual man. I'm meeting him tomorrow.
Jolly good.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
Nothing? I thought
we
you said...
We fixed a training day for tomorrow, Richard, that's all. But as you'll be with Huggett's usual man, it won't concern you, will it?
Training? I thought training for what? But I didn't ask.
Life's so much easier for folk like you, Josephine.
After supper, I went to find John Hector. He was out with the pig.
You don't have politics for a start.
Mr. Hector?
Corrupt people. Politics does.
John?
Huh? Oh, you.
I've been thinking about what you said.
Have you, indeed?
Yes, I admire the stand you take, the sheer bloody-mindedness of it.
I employ reason, Richard, not bloody-mindedness.
Well, yes, I...
What did you want?
I've decided I will stand after all.
Stand?
For the council, yes. I believe I owe it to the group.
He nodded briefly, and the late sun flashed off his glasses.
That's noted then, Richard. Thank you.
Then he turned back to Josephine.
Lux here is going to help me put you through your paces.
Ooh. Should I be nervous?
You probably should, yes.
We'll be simulating the savage questioning you'll get on the campaign trail.
Bad cop, that's us.
Why do you both have to be bad cop?
It's a dirty game. Take on stress to bring success.
This isn't personal, Claire. I myself find you pleasant company.
Thank you.
Yeah, very much so. Now, you have your husband's backing, I take it?
Richard's? Why?
He's on your side, is he, Mrs. Wells?
Well,
Richard won't stand in my way.
I see. And do you have trouble keeping your weight under control?
What?
I said, do you have trouble...
What's that got to do with it?
You heard, Chubbs. If you can't shed the lad, how do we know you'll be fit to do
it? All right, Lux, don't overdo it.
She'll have to, though. Thin out.
Yes, she will, and I'm sure she'll be addressing that, won't you?
Well,
As she will her hair.
What's wrong with my hair?
It'll need changing.
No one will vote for that.
But you can leave that to us.
I'm quite capable of getting my own hair done.
Fix her up at Enid's in Brandon Street one morning next week. Mm.
Just a minute.
What's the alternative?
What?
To knock armour.
Oh, I see.
You have got alternatives.
Yes.
And they are?
I think more can be done to stabilise the cliffs and maintain beaches And we should look at the possibility of improving the seawall so it, in fact, reflects energy back into the sea.
And that's it?
More or less.
Dynamic delivery.
Well, I didn't know you were suddenly going to launch into it like that.
Then you should have known. You could have had John Humphreys snapping at your ankles.
You have to hit guys like him before he hits you.
You could have made the same point a lot more succinctly. Don't give Humphreys a toehold.
Stick it in, twist it, move on.
And try to be less of them. Mm.
But I'm from the South.
You don't have to rub our noses in it, though.
You mean sort of, three things. One, stabilise the cliffs. Two, keep an eye on beaches. Three, short out seawall.
I trust you're not being serious.
Well, you said...
Some of that was borderline Lancastrian.
Was it?
You'll get no votes at all if you try that. Don't faff around. Talk straight. You ever heard Geoffrey Boycott?
My mum could hold those cliffs up with two sticks of rhubarb.
I'm sorry, but
it's an example.
And use your hands. As on the 10 o'clock news.
Oh, they all use their hands. One, two, three, chop. Chop, chop.
Try it now. Make your point and chop, chop, chop.
One, stabilise the cliffs. Two, keep an eye on beaches. Three, sort out seawall.
And again.
Stabilise the cliffs. And keep an eye on beaches.
Chop. Sort out the seawall. Project.
What's going on?
What are you doing here?
This is my house. Claire, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
What are they doing to you? What are you doing to her?
It's all right, Richard. They're just...
They were threatening to punch you.
Oh, don't be such a numbskull.
I saw you.
They're training me.
What?
Training.
Helping them with our campaign.
What campaign?
For the local elections.
Local elections?
Yes, I'm standing.
But I'm standing.
What? Since when?
He was asked. He turned it down.
You asked, Richard.
And he refused.
Yes, and then I changed my mind.
You told me, John. You said top of my list, and you'd already asked him.
At that stage, he was no longer on the list.
You knew when I told you last night. I said I'd changed my mind, and you knew then she was standing.
She? Who's she?
Oh, that's good, Claire. Good with the hands.
Oh, shut up, Lux.
Now... In my experience, it is never wise to interfere between a man and his wife.
But you knew he'd changed his mind.
And you just told us you had Richard's backing.
Did you?
You know full well you did. So I quite naturally assumed he'd changed it back again.
Well, I hadn't.
I must say, between the pair of you, you've made this very complicated.
We have.
Don't you people talk to each other?
One of you'll have to back down.
And you can keep out of
it. I'm not backing down. I've been through the training.
Yes, but I was first choice.
Meaning?
I'm not backing down either.
You're not even supposed to be here.
It's my house.
I thought you said you were sorting things out for Josephine.
I've done that. I've sorted it out.
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
And you needn't adopt that tone. I've done everything. I've seen Huggett. I've met his contact. I've sorted out the certification.
Huggett?
The slap marks and ear tags.
You spoke... Doggett.
What? Well, of course, you asked me to.
Huggett the butcher?
Yes.
You consulted a butcher about Josephine?
Yes.
Why? I mean, why would you do that?
Well, because he'd know about... he put me in touch with a proper...
You... We're going to slaughter her.
Not personally.
You bastard.
Well, what did you think? Make arrangements, you said.
Not for her murder.
Then what?
Retirement. A home or something.
A retirement home? For pigs?
Pigs can't retire. They don't do paid work.
Josephine is still out there, is she? You haven't already...
No. End of the week.
And you have got time to unmake these arrangements, haven't you? Before we do a thing else. This will be done in decent democratic fashion.
We met at 11 the following morning to decide whether Claire or I would be standing.
You'll each have a minute to make a statement about why we should choose you.
It was generally expected that I'd give way, but I didn't see why I should.
Then I'll make my decision.
What, we vote on it?
We could, I suppose, if it comes to it.
I'd spent the morning being abused by the man at the abattoir for cancelling Josephine's appointment, so I was in no mood to be pushed around.
I invite Claire to take the stand.
So Claire's starting, is she?
It's alphabetical. Do you object?
No, no, carry on.
Thank you. Well, since coming to Breckhow, I've been a dedicated supporter of the Preservation Society. I think I can persuade the council to consider the best ways of dealing with erosion. I get on with people on the whole. I like them and I think they like me.
True.
So, well, really, I believe this will help me to be quite persuasive.
And that's it?
In essence, yes.
Good. Good. Very succinct. Right. Richard, if you'd like to step up.
Yes, thank you. So most of my working life I spent in the legal profession. Sorry, did you say something?
No. Carry on.
I worked in a solicitor's office. What's that, if not the legal profession?
You're not a solicitor, Richard.
I didn't say I was.
I'd get on with it if I were you.
Yes. Well, as a consequence of this experience, I've developed something of a legal mind. I can deal with fine detail.
It's not fine detail that's needed, though, is it?
I haven't finished.
You have to be decisive.
I didn't interrupt
but
you.
But you're not decisive, Richard.
I am. Of course I am.
Is your statement now concluded?
What? No.
Then hurry up. Your time's running out.
I was interrupted.
And 5, 4, 3...
What?
2, 1. That's it. Out of time.
No, just a minute.
Then the session is open to the floor. Are there any questions?
I wasn't allowed to finish.
Where's the question mark in that?
I have a question.
Carry on.
Oh, for God's sake.
Does the gentleman opposite accept that he can't make up his mind about anything?
No, I most certainly don't.
Then perhaps he can tell me what colour the kitchen's going to be.
Well, the kitchen downstairs.
Which I asked him about yet again only yesterday.
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't care.
You're proving my point, Richard.
What point? You haven't got a point.
You can't make up your mind. You don't even know if you're staying here.
And what about you? No, people like me and I like people. That's your approach to politics.
What's wrong with it?
It's woolly-minded, Claire. It's sentimental claptrap.
There's nothing sentimental about liking people.
Crying over the railway children.
What?
Every bloody time we watch it.
Everyone does.
No, try blubbing at council meetings. See how far that gets you.
Stop it. Go on. Both of you. What do you think this is? For goodness sake. It pains me, all this discord and in the sanctuary of my own living room.
My living room, Mr. Hector, mine.
But please, Richard, don't start again. Have you no care for each other?
Sorry.
Sorry too.
I think we have to settle this business here and now or we'll get nowhere. Lux, the biscuit tin, if you will.
Right.
Lux fetched an old biscuit tin from one of the cupboards, and John Hector placed it behind a set of wicker screens in the corner of the sitting room.
Right. You all know the drill. Voting will take place between 1 and 3 this afternoon.
And I will declare the result at 5. Well, we had a right eye turnout, so that's real zinging for a start.
Oh, how many, dear?
16 votes counted.
Oh. What about Trafford? He told me he'd have to be on the boats by 1 o'clock.
He was, dear. I saw him leave.
But what if he wanted to vote?
No fret. Trafford voted all right. I went down the harbour and he gave me his on a sweet wrapper.
Which I deemed to be a postal vote.
A postal vote?
And which you put directly in the tin, Lux.
Of course.
Without looking at it?
Without looking at it.
Good girl.
Not till I counted it anyway.
You shouldn't have looked even then.
It was the only one on a Kit Kat wrapper. I couldn't avoid it.
Well, don't tell us how you voted. Let's keep this as far above board as we possibly can.
Just tell us the result.
All right, keep your wig on. The returning officer for the Ash Wilford constituency do hereby declare that the votes were cast as follows. Spoiled papers,
too.
Spoiled? How?
One of them just put rude words, Mrs. Cardigan.
Oh, that'll be Trafford then.
Yeah, it was.
What about the other one?
No, looks. No, we mustn't speculate. You're only supposed to be declaring the result.
Can we just get on with this?
All right. Mrs. Claire Wells, 7. Mr. Richard Wells, 7.
A tie?
Oh.
I demand a recount.
On 16 votes? Don't be daft.
Well, then we're stuck.
Unless one of you backs down.
Well, it won't be me.
And I don't see why I should.
In that case, it must be decided by a casting vote.
A casting vote? Whose?
The chair's.
You?
Of course it's me.
Oh, well, that's that then. He'll vote for Claire.
You can't assume that. A man's vote is an entirely private matter.
Not now, it's not.
No, it can't be. It's your vote that decides. You have to declare and we have to know about it.
And we all turned to him and waited.
Well, who gets it then?
And waited until...
Mrs. Cardigan.
Mrs.
Cardigan, yes.
Me, dear?
But...
I'm sorry, what was it you wanted?
You can't do that!
I hereby declare that the Brackhouse Preservation candidate of the next election will be Mrs. Margaret Cardigan.
No, listen a minute.
And it's no use whinging about it.
But I went through all that training.
Democracy is the worst form of government.
Democracy!
Except for all the others. Winston Churchill.
Whoa!
While this is democracy in action.
It's dictatorship, as usual.
Be quiet! We don't even know if she'll stand yet.
Well, I don't mind pitching in, though I doubt I'll fully comprehend the ins and outs of it all. Still, I expect Mr. Hector will tell me what's needed.
Of course I will, Mrs. Cardigan.
What? No!
That's exactly what I'm
This is what I've been planning.
This is what you
Mrs. Cardigan went knocking on doors with her friend, Beryl Clemmings. They turned out to be a great success.
Oh, Mr. Foyle, I do believe that's a new pullover you've got there.
Mrs. Cardigan's ignorance about the key issues proved no impediment.
A proper thinking man's pulley, that.
In fact, people seemed to like her for it. She was the anti-political candidate. A few mornings later, I found Claire in the kitchen making toast.
Toast?
No, thanks.
What have you got there?
Peace offering.
Paint?
It's ocean green, actually.
Oh, you decided.
I can, when pushed.
I haven't pushed you, Richard, have I?
No.
Have I?
You like it here in Breckhow, don't you?
Well, yes, but...
Then so do I.
I don't think you do.
I must do, I'm being decisive.
The ocean green?
Not just that.
What else? Richard?
Our house in Guildford.
What about it?
Put it on the market.
In episode 2 of Holding Back the Tide, Richard was played by Paul Ritter, Claire by Kate Duchenne, and John Hector by Ronald Pickup. Lux was Michelle Asante, Mr. Penrith, Chris Pavlow, Mrs. Cardigan, Sue Jameson, the ticket lady, Kerry Goodison, and the guard, Robert Blythe. Holding Back the Tide is written by Nick Warburton and directed by Sally Avens.